Tonight in prime time, CBS presents the new sitcom The Nanny, starring Fran Drescher. TV critic David Bianculli has the review.
I'm not sure anymore just how newsworthy a new series on CBS is. Exactly 1 week ago tonight, CBS premiered a new action series called South of Sunset. It starred Glenn Frey of the music group The Eagles, and the producers were working on the show so late that critics never got a chance to see it. Apparently, most viewers didn't see it either. Ratings were so low that after that one telecast, CBS canceled the show. In a way, I'm not complaining. If the networks want to make decisions this quickly, and both premiere and cancel new series before I get the chance to review them, it makes my job that much easier. But when I have a tape in advance, it makes me move that much faster, which is why I'm not wasting any time reviewing The Nanny. The way things are going, it may be here and gone in a nanosecond. Don't get me wrong. I love Fran Drescher. She was fun to watch on the sitcom Princesses and in the movie This Is Spinal Tap, and she's always fun to listen to. If you don't recognize her from her credits, you will from her Flushing Queens accent. Marissa Tomei got an Oscar for sounding like that in My Cousin Vinny, but Drescher's accent is the real thing. Listen.
Wait, I know you. Esquire Magazine, New York's 10 most eligible widowers? My condolences, by the way.
You read Esquire?
When they list the 10 most eligible widowers, I do.
The plot of The Nanny is simple. The Sound of Music without music. She takes a job working for a rich widower with three kids and basically charms them all. Before the first episode's over, she's already performed a beauty makeover on the older daughter and developed a playfully antagonistic relationship with Niles the butler, portrayed by Daniel Davis.
Oh, the nanny gets to live here?
Is that a problem?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure I'm going to miss being 29 and still living at home with my parents. But if it's best for the kids...
29.
Don't start with me, Niles.
Unlike when she starred on Princesses, this time around, Drescher can't claim that she's being misused by the producers. She and her husband, Peter Mark Jacobson, are the producers, and they developed The Nanny especially for her. They've done a few things right. She deserves to have a show revolve around her. She gets the most laughs imaginable out of almost every line, and she has the brightest and wildest sitcom wardrobe since Ann Magnuson in Anything But Love. But the pilot script is way too bland and predictable, and only Davis as the butler really clicks with Drescher in the first episode. Things may improve in the second installment, but the way CBS is canceling new shows this season, there may not be a second installment.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.